Morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for calling us once again this place and listening to your voice. May we not spend the time without you. May we spend the time for the Holy Spirit to be with us personally. Today, once again, cover this place with the blood of Jesus. May we hope to the time with the Lord and to raise up with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. In today's Bible text, we can witness the wonder scene. This, the teachers do not look out the students. Always, it's the students look out for the teachers. But the Lord himself look out for the students. And then he said, follow me. What does it mean? It means that if the Lord did not call you and me, our relationship would not start. Every human relationship in this world can start if you want to. But however, unless the Lord does call you and me, the relationship cannot be made if you want to the Lord. When God calls one who is the certain person, it would be amazing. Jesus, you follow me. I knew your reality, but you follow me. When God calls us, as much as his calling, we can grow. But by the way, the lives of those who were called were turned over. Before and after, it had to be the different. Not only their personal lives, but their home and human history itself was renewed through them. It is great to call not only overturn the life of a human being, but to change the history of mankind through words. So we need to think about what is our calling. Our calling is related to the kingdom of God and the gospel. So our calling is unique. In Mark chapter 15, the Lord has started his ministry with open mouth, whereas the first word he said was, kingdom of God of come near, very near, thus repent, believe in the gospel. It is very surprising to call all of you. The king, it was used to two words when Jesus called us. One word is the gospel. The other old word is the kingdom of God. Why is the call unusual? Because the gospel is unique. There are many calls in this world when we live in the flood of unending calls until the time we wake up in the morning to the time we sleep at night. The advertisement would say like that, do you want to be happy? You do this. You buy this. In the bookstore, you want the success? Do you cultivate the 7 habits? If you do this, you can receive the blessing. If you do this, you can go to the heaven. What is that? Give and take. Give and take. But all calling of this world are moving only within such like certain formula. But the one call is the unusual call. It is called of the gospel. What is the gospel? What do you think about the gospel? It is power of God to destroy the curse on every call to this world. The gospel invites us this way. How? If you do this, you can receive the blessing. No. If you want to live well, you cannot live well. However, no matter how hard you try that, but you did not live well, but the Jesus is the one who lived his life instead of you. You must die, but he's the one who died in behalf of you. Look to him, who is the Lord of faith, who will make you perfect. Look upon him, who is take away your sin. Anyone who believes and looks will be saved. So what is it to look at? Our faith is strictly speaking of faith to look at. So why is the faith to look at? It starts to change instantly when we look at Him. I think our faith is not to apply faith. What is apply faith? It is that you can do it, but you cannot do it. What is our faith? It is that I am incompetent, so I look to the Lord through faith. What do you see when you look at Him at the moment? Jesus begins to sin in our lives. He who we most love. It is our faith that loves Him and has been changed naturally by investing Him in all our lives. All the calling of this world speaks like that. You do live right, live good. You are missed in your life. You must be good. If not, you will fail. If not, you will be abundant. You do live well or stop your addiction, something like that. However, the gospel does not talk like this. The gospel speaks like this. You cannot do this. But you look at the Jesus through faith, who was crucified on your behalf. Do you have experienced that? Jesus' death 2,000 years ago comes to us in reality in my heart or your heart that our bond burst. When we started to love Him, our pursuit of loving Him, the motivation of sanctification, our pursuit of loving Him is the motivation of the sanctification in our lives that leads to our piety. Example, as much as love Jesus Christ, we can escape habitual sin and addiction. You do not deceive by Satan's deception. Satan would say that you are a very weak person. So you always commit sin. No, this is a liar. You do not deceive by Satan's deception. This only deception from Satan. Jesus showed us by Himself on how can live with the Holy Spirit in this world. To love Jesus Christ is to fight crazily in the game addiction or alcohol addiction, the pornography too. Because according to Hebrew, Hebrew say that in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. It is to love Jesus Christ. As much as love Jesus Christ, we can overcome to commit sin. And this power, you can hate sin. We put aside that we should to today. Jesus invites you to come to Him as you are. Can you at once again love Jesus wholeheartedly? He will crucify once and for all for you. Whereas, why is the gospel unique? If there is one thing in common in all the callings of this world, what is that? It is that you are king. You are the master. You have to take responsibility. However, our Lord calls us not to be king. It's a matter of you becoming king. It's a matter of you becoming your master in your life. Inwardly, you knew there is a matter we become a king. Thus, we are hoping that any other king will come into our lives. Eventually, it will be completed through the second coming Jesus. But where is the kingdom of God? When we die, we will go there. It is the place of kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God? That is not. if you are born again, kingdom of God which is spread in your lives even today. The kingdom of God is not going to after you die. The kingdom of God is kingdom of God where all the reign of the Lord is. You see, because kingdom of God is within you. Here it is, or there it is? No, because kingdom of God got within you. So immediately before shattering my family is also kingdom of God from moment of the Lord's reign. The reality of all life, its hope is broken. It is the kingdom of God from moment of the God's reign. However, we cannot enjoy kingdom of God. Why? Because we are still the king in our lives. We think ourselves as master. Thus Lord speak words that all you who are weary and burdened, come down from your master place. Come to me again. I will make you rest. The reality of hell, also reality of heaven, are not reality to start after death. Heaven or hell, the reality in which I choose today. Thus we confess that if I walk with the Lord, any place is heaven. Does not matter, mansion or cottage. Where Jesus is heaven there. The kingdom of heaven for a lifetime, where I am now with the Lord is where I enjoyed. When the day to die, the Lord would tell me, then you choose the heaven, so I will extend it, and I will enter the heaven. How about person who choose hell? I don't need you. I will my life once. I do my best. I will be recognized. After he lives in fear for his lifetime, even he gets the blessing, he will be taken away. Continuous computation, continuous the fear, constant anxiety itself, it's hell. And the day to die, the Lord say, I will extend hell. That's why the heaven and hell are the separated. However, the reality begins from this moment of today. Today, the Lord calls us the kingdom of God. In order the gospel and kingdom of God truly influence my life, I need to open my life 100% to the Lord. It's matter you king, you becoming master in your life. You have to 100%. If you offer 99%, you did not offer 1%, the gospel is not gospel. The kingdom of God is not the kingdom of God. Why we need offer 100% to the Lord? Because he's the one we trust. Do you know how trustworthy he is? When we think about the cross of Jesus, what was the hardest part? What was the hardest part of the cross of Jesus? It was nailed? No. Jesus was betrayed to people? No. In you already, so Jesus said that you would be betrayed me after you come back again. On the cross, what was the hardest part? I think it would be having a psychological war. Means it had all power in Jesus. What ability? What ability with the inhalation to sweep away all the people who were in front of him. Also, the ability to mobilize an angelic soldier to lure the person in front of him. He had power down at the cross. But whenever indescribable pain strikes his body, the Lord chooses every moment. Father, I cannot down from here, and I do not use my power where in me. He was dying, but he did not use his power. When he hanged at the cross, nailed both hands, the hands were above the heart. What happened then? Around 1 hour, he can endure. But passes the 1 hour, how would it be? Both hands are above heart. So this pineal begins and the lungs lose their function. From that time, one who hang at the cross acted like swimmers. How? Both hands nailed. He hold all the weight, his body, and going up the nail and beaded his body. Oh! It repeats many times. And dying to die. It is the suffering of the cross. Our Lord make choice that time with the sound. Our Lord choice the God, I cannot use power in me. If come down from cross, the salvation cannot complete. If I will not die, they cannot get new life. I must die to live. If I try to live, I have to die. I never go down today. That day he did not give up. And Jesus, who is the reflux on the natural reaction of the body, will he who has not given us that day will betray us? No. He's the one who can say that, surely I am with you always, so the very end of age. Even though the way of following him is hard, not easy, it's hard. And then vague, sick, lonely, solitude. It is the one that trusts. Thus, we have to offer 100% our lives to the Lord. Surely, even though the Lord abundant life in our lives, but we did not enjoy the abundant life. Why? We did not offer 100%. Give me 100%. I will let you experience how I feel your life. I'm really thank you. Really, this calling, this is a missionary call. What obstacles are blocking the kingdom of God the most in the mission field? My mission policy, my framework of missionary, and some of my experience are becoming big obstacles, the kingdom of God. In many cases, we think that we are able to go to heaven with what we have. But however, the Lord said, if you do not put down what you have, you cannot experience the gospel and the kingdom of God. Example, is North Korea closed or open? We claim what we have so think about the North Korea is closed. However, we put down what we have, North Korea is opened. Never once did the kingdom of God yield to North Korea. Communism is always our enemy. So when you pray like this, may communism destroy. But if you put down what we'll do in the management of the kingdom, our Lord is once again to be established. In many cases, the mission I must do ministry, I must be protagonist. Then there is no place for God's kingdom to be built. You see that Islam is the enemy of God? However, there is no opposition comparable to God. Any enemy never exists to God. Why? Because God is doing everything right now at will. If put down, all the nation is open. What was the resume in the day of the Jesus? The time was it that the son of who? Son of who? Like that. So Jacob is son of Abraham. Also, the James of the James son of the Zebedah. That time, that is the resume. But where is according to the 20, they left their father. So they threw it. They threw their career. They threw their the background. Even their father. Today, the Lord commands that you put down. You can succeed being able to get your job, your spec, and give me the whole of you once. Then you will be silent as to what I will do through your life. It is so hard to put it down. But whereas those who have the surpassed it are used by God unprincipled. If you once again accept the Lord as King in your life, in your family, in your mission field, the gospel will exert its power and the kingdom will unfold in your lives. Come, follow me. Where is the, we usually think of this verse, we think that if you follow the Lord will make was the fisher of men instantly. No, but it's not. In the original language, the meaning is different from the, what we think. The nuance are little different, like that. Do you follow me? I am traveling. If you decide to follow me today, I will suffer many, you will suffer many things. Today, as you and me will travel along this space, sometimes you have sick day. Sometimes you cannot sleep at night because of tears. Sometimes you betray me, and it's too hard for you to be guilty, and you cannot even face to my face. Sometimes there will be days when you will taste the joy of victory with me. However, as you go through all of this, I will make you fishers of men. Will you go with me? Something like that. You see only me and pursuit. I want to be joyful. I want to be satisfied. You just have to come see only me. That's what you are about to follow. And I will make you a fishers of men. The Lord does not demand us what he did not do. Example, when he asked us to leave your parents and follow me before, right? But our Lord has already forsake heaven and he come to the world. Why? For me, for you. So in other words, in Hebrew mentioned in chapter 4, the fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer on the perfect of faith. What does it mean, pioneer of faith? That the scripture is not the Lord. In original meaning, is the champion. What is the champion of faith? He's the leader in faith. He who is ahead of you, look to him who imitated him and makes you perfect. What does it mean, leaders of faith? The pain I am experiencing roundly, I thought it was the only pain I had, loneliness, solitude. But however, it is not. Example, when mother give the hot food to baby, he tested the pulse to make sure that it is not so hot and for the baby to eat, like that. So the Lord said, it is already a pain in my mouth. It is a pain I give you that you can afford. You take out all the heat on the cross. I was called by Father. I respond his calling and follow his call. But to the end, eventually the cross was waiting for me. Whereas if you respond to the calling I give you today, I will wait for you with my hands at the end of the Lord that the call goes, even though the process is hard. Can you follow me today? We are the one who respond in front of the Lord, who ask. North Korea, Afghanistan, Iran, Kenya, in a place like this, there is world of salvation in Jesus Christ. Believing it, North Korea, Afghanistan already crossed the gospel, right? So only the truth is the salvation in Jesus Christ. So the believing it, chewing it, the chewing it is spiritually, the truth and truth in not third in one. And then he learned to life and the ministry with the message, what? Jesus is the Christ. He does not know anything theologically, as ignorant, really missionary. When he's gone, a man like us, like you, like me, serving the Lord for life. When we are standing before the Lord, we will judge by the same standard. The Lord has demanded a lot from those who gave him so much. It is not a blessing to have a lot of responsibility. In many countries, persecution for Christianity is taking place everywhere. All Christian believers are murdered and persecuted. The church and house are burned and accused. The one who shed or burned the gas and die. They say they believe in Jesus, and I believe in Jesus. Jesus, whom he discovered, went to persecute. I say that I believe in the same Jesus. But how have I been believing now? I hope that it will be a time to once again be in the place where the Lord is Lord today. Thank you.